Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Tainis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. What if it rained, but it didn't rain? It rained, but it didn't rain? Yes, Yardu Letzmachem, it rained enough for Tfuah to sprout. Tfuah that grows in the fields. Their roots aren't so deep. They don't need so much rain. Avala Yardu Le'ilon, but the kind of rain that trees need, that didn't come down. It didn't come down B'kayach, because trees have deep roots. They need a stronger rain to be nourished. Or what if it's the other way around? Le'ilon, we have the strong rain that came down forcefully. That helps the trees. But v'lei letzmachem, we don't have the light rain that the tzmachem need. For that matter, let's say we had both the light rain that the tzmachem need, that sprout on the fields, and we had the forceful rain, the koyachdika rain, that's good for the trees. Lezeh v'lezeh. So what's the problem? Avaloi leboiras l'shichen v'lema'aras. But the rain didn't come down enough to fill up the various different holes in the ground that are supposed to fill up with water. Bar means the pits in the ground that are round. Sichen are the ones that are like longer. Ma'aras literally means caves. But it means those that are square and covered with a covering. But there's a doorway to it. The Vilna Gaon explains, in Masechtas Mikvahs, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, that usually when Chazal used the term bar, it means a pit that was dug for water to drink. And that's why it's round. You should be able to drink from all sides. The Sichen, these were the ones that were made to wash clothes. That's why they're long. That's good for washing clothes. Because you have to, like, move the baguette back and forth. And the water in the Ma'arais, that was used for people to wash themselves, or for them to toivel themselves in. That's why it was covered on top. It should be in a makim tzinua. So basically, our Mishnah is telling us that there were three types of rains that were needed. Soft rain for the tzmachim, a forceful rain to get into the deep roots of the tree, and then you needed like a consistent rain to be able to fill up the boirais, sichen and ma'arais. Where you had one type of rain but not the other, masriyan aleyan miyad. Bezen is geyser right away, the strict tainus. They fast, they blow shofar, and then has the chumra of the last seven tanaisim that we discussed about earlier. The Barais, however, explains that there were different times that the alert was sounded. For example, for trees, it would be during Chodesh Nisan. That's when trees are supposed to start sprouting. When we see, it didn't rain yet, the type of rain that trees need. So Masri and Miyad. Because if the branches and leaves don't develop properly now, we lost it for the year. On the Tzmachim, the time is the Revi'i Reshayna, which is basically at the beginning of Cheshvan, depending on which Shita, but sometime throughout Cheshvan. Our problem is if it rains very strong and you don't have the light rain, usually the light rain doesn't come, so we have to do some extra tefillahs for it. And as far as filling up the different pits of water, for drinking, for washing clothes, and for people to wash themselves, that's Chodesh Tishrei.